Welcome back, you guys. I'm the host of Real Talk with KW Podcast, and this is where real talk comes to life. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys again. Today is December 28th, 2021, and I would love to say Merry Christmas to you all. I know you're probably like, why didn't she upload it on Christmas? But I'm always busy on holidays. It doesn't even just have to be Christmas, but honestly, I don't be wanting to upload on any holidays because I just be wanting to spend time with whoever I'm spending time with at the moment. You know, just give, you know, my side hustle a break, which is this podcast as we speak. But so basically what we're going to talk about today is what occurred on Christmas Day. What did I learn from this Christmas that I really don't learn about? That I really didn't learn too much about last Christmas. Also, what did I get on Christmas, which was really... You know, it was really emotional for me because I really didn't expect to get what I got for Christmas, but I'm going to tell you what I got. That's the first thing we're going to talk about. Y'all already know me. For those of you who listen to me on a regular, and I'm talking about my daily supporters, thank you guys for coming back and joining me this afternoon, as well as my new supporters. You are welcome to come anytime you like. I'm so excited that you decided to take the time out of your day to listen to me on this afternoon. Hopefully you come back at a later date as well. So what I got for Christmas this year, and I'm actually gonna say all my presents, but the two things that really touched my heart and that made me really emotional was when I got my office desk slash desk for school, as well as my my pink chair, which is an office chair slash massage chair. So the chair actually came with a massager inside, like it was built in with the chair. And also what really touched me about it was the fact that it was in my favorite color. And like a couple months ago, I was thinking about actually buying both of those things for myself, but I didn't have it in the budget at the time. So what really got my attention was the fact that I was like, wow, my mother was really paying attention, and I didn't think that she really heard me. And on top of that, it's like she heard me, but I didn't really expect her to get it like a couple months later, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm gonna save money and I'm gonna try to get it, you know, as quick as I can, you know, like when it's in the budget to get. But you know, God has blessed me, you know what I'm saying, and I got it sooner than I thought I was gonna get it. So that was a blessing to receive that. Also, the thing that really got me was the fact that it was the same exact desk that I wanted. I was looking at it on Amazon. My mother didn't get it from Amazon. She got it from somewhere else. But the point is, it was the same exact desk. And I was like, wow. So it was the same exact desk. It was in my favorite color. And, you know, she got it on like one of the most perfect days that she could have got it. Whether it was Christmas or my birthday, it was so awesome. I thought it was a perfect gift. And then, you know, it matches my microphone that I used to speak to you guys for my podcast. My microphone is actually pink, my professional mic. And then you know, this is the thing, guys, like I had everything actually planned. Like I knew what I was going to use for my podcast when I first started back in 2020, but I didn't start off with all these things. Like, it takes a process. But I knew that I was going to need a mic, I wanted to have a laptop, you know, I just wanted to have all these professional things. But when you don't have it in a budget, you can't get it right away. But the point that I'm trying to make is I wanted everything to be like the same color. And now that I have my desk and my chair, if only my pink laptop was still here. And that, you know, I was using my pink laptop to record with my pink mic at first, but that one broke, so I had to get me another laptop. But, you know, God has blessed me to be able to afford another laptop, whether it's pink or red. By the way, the laptop that I'm using right now, the color is red, and it works just as good as the laptop that I did have. Also, it's in the same brand name as the other laptop. The other laptop was pink and it was an HP. And this laptop that I'm using is red and it's also an HP. And they both work really good. Like, this one lasts for 24 hours and all of that good stuff. So not 12 hours. So it's, you know, it's good. So another thing, what occurred on Christmas that was really different was this Christmas, actually, a family member on my dad's side, she threw like a brunch, which I didn't really know her for that long. A couple months ago, I actually met her for the first time, and she's a really nice family member, very loving, very caring, very respectful, very, she just cares about others and looks out for people. And even though I didn't really know her like that, we felt like family from the first day that, you know, we came to the house, and she decided to invite us for brunch. early in the morning on Christmas Day. Now, normally, see, the difference with that is normally on Christmas, we do like Christmas dinner with my aunt. But this year, I believe she's either in North Carolina or South Carolina. I always get it mixed up. But I think she's in North Carolina now and with her and her husband. And like I said, she used to live in Elk Ridge, Maryland. Guys, if you don't know, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. This is where I live. So normally at nighttime on Christmas evening, we go to her house. We have dinner, you know, talk, play games and stuff like that over my aunt's house. But unfortunately, she lives further away from us. So we don't drive, you know, I don't even think that she has like Christmas things at her house right now anymore. But that's how it used to be every year. So I guess I'm thinking now we're going to be going to brunch every year with my cousin on my dad's side. So that was very different, something that we don't normally do. We normally hang with family on Christmas, but like we don't normally hang with that cousin that I was saying on my dad's side. So that was interesting. That was a different thing to do. I didn't say all my gifts, so let's get back to all my gifts. So I told you about the two things that I got from my parents, the office desk / you know, I'm gonna use that desk for schoolwork, as well as the chair, you know, the massager chair. Those were the two things I got from my parents. And then I got me some slippers, and my aunt got me a sweatsuit from Old Navy that I really liked. So that was really nice of her. And this actually had my favorite color. She didn't know my favorite color was in it, but my favorite color is actually pink. I think I just mentioned that. If y'all didn't hear me, I'm mentioning it again. Pink is actually my favorite color. So even if all the other colors aren't my favorite color, it's the fact that pink was in it. So I thought that was cute. And even if pink wasn't in it, I would have still been appreciative of it and still would have wore it. So I thought that was a cute present. Also, my grandmother got me some slippers. These slippers are really, really cute. They're Betsy Johnson slippers, which I've never had before. So it's kind of cool. You know, my grandmother and my aunt, they always look out for me and they give me gifts every year. So that was really nice of them. What else? I believe that's I have other gifts coming that I didn't receive yet, so when I get a chance to tell you guys about those, I will. But for now, that's all the gifts that I have received. So what I've learned from this Christmas, and I'm not necessarily is more about what did I learn in general about Christmas. Because, you know, and this is from, you know, friends as well as me as a person. Now, guys, I think I've told you in like one of my recent podcasts that I struggle with anxiety really, really bad. And y'all probably sitting here thinking to yourself, like, Kayla, anxiety, like, you know, she loves speaking to people, communicating with people. You know, she's a really good entertainer. You know, it's just something that I don't really see in her, because like she performs. I mean, she loves singing. She used to love acting. And I know, but see, guys, here's the thing. Back when I was younger, and this was me and my mom was talking about a while ago. I think it was like a couple weeks ago, a couple days ago. My mom was saying the difference between now and before, which before I was younger, now I'm 21, 22 right now. I didn't know that I struggled with the disorder that I have. So whenever I perform and stuff like that, for some reason that thing always bothers me. It comes up in my head, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm always concerned about I'm always trying to put my best foot forward, or I feel like everything that I do has to be at its best, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that can be like a lot of pressure on a person. But just because I had that situation, I feel like a lot of people know now, just because I have a platform and I use this platform to speak, because I feel like, you know, I need to be heard, and people have heard me and they've heard me talk about, you know, my personal situation, that it's like, you know, sometimes, a lot of times when I get on here record, I feel like I have to like prove myself to people at times, which I feel like isn't necessarily healthy. But that's how I be feeling because of that situation, which is really the devil. But, and that's why I have to learn to not let that get to me. But yeah, that's something that I, you know, that what I realized has really, really, really like changed about who I am as a person. With this anxiety thing that I really never really had to deal with until like I got in college, which was 17 years old. when I started having breakdowns, all that stuff like that. Before, I was never really bothered by being around a lot of people, going in big places like markets and, you know, going to carnivals and stuff like that, or the state fair, and it being like 1,000 people around me, or they don't even have to be real close, but they just, because they're surrounded. And then on top of that, sometimes I could be really cold. Like, all of that is overwhelming to be, you know, really cold, and then being around thousands of people, and, you know, always having to think in the back of my head that, you know, like, what's going on, is everything okay, you know, stuff like that is just, you know, sometimes it can be overwhelming. But like I said, I have God to help me to deal with those situations. But like I said, what I'm learning is, as I'm getting older and as I be around people more, you know, my nerves get really bad. And I don't really like that about myself. I don't want to say it's an insecurity, because I don't hate myself for it, because, you know, I have to live with it. You know what I'm saying? I have to learn how to live with the situation. But what I'm saying is, I don't like it only because, like I said, I love people. I love entertaining. I love communicating with people. But when it's time to go, for me, like, based on what my nerves are saying, what my body is feeling like, my body is feeling like I'm ready to go. And so what I'll tend to do is act out, you know, and allow people to get me out of character sometimes, because I'm not feeling my best self. And so for that reason, you know, it makes me not want to be around people a lot, because I'm dealing with those issues. But also, the other thing that I wanted to say is that what I've learned is, just from talking to my friend this holiday, we were talking, and, you know, they were saying that Christmas wasn't the same without their mom. And, you know, this particular friend right here is engaged, you know what I'm saying? He's engaged, and you know, I thought to myself, God has blessed you with somebody that you can spend the holidays with, you know. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself sometimes, you know, at the age of 22, I wish I had somebody that I could spend the holidays with, that I actually, you know, was into, had a crush on and stuff like that, and it gave me butterflies, you know, all that stuff that people do at the, you know, the honeymoon phase, how they be feeling and stuff at the beginning of a relationship. You know, I wish I had that. That's not all that's to it. But what I'm saying is, I was trying to explain to my friend that it's not healthy to, you know, be alone, especially on the holidays. What I was saying was, he actually has a choice of, you know, whether or not, you know, to be alone or not to be alone. Because it's not like all his family is dead. You get what I'm saying? Like, he has people that he can communicate with, you know, that are, I don't want to say necessarily there, because he told me that they're not there for them, and it's been different ever since his, I don't want to put his family member out there, what type of family member it is or who it is, but he told me ever since his family member passed away, you know, life, you know, holidays has been different. And, you know, what I was trying to explain to him was that, you know, we all have to try not to live, you know, in a fantasy, because this is reality. And none of us is gonna live forever. And, you know, things happen. Like, you know, people passing away is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that actually happens. And we have to come to realization that eventually we gotta grieve, but at the same time, not grieve to the point where we feel like, because that person's life is over, our life is over too. And I, you know, what I'm saying is, I feel like around this time, I feel like God knew what you was gonna have to go through and deal with. And, you know, around this time is probably one of the reasons why you actually have somebody, you know, that he, you know, that he really loves and he wants to treat well. And I mean, what I mean by that is a woman, somebody that really cared, that he really cares for, and that he really adores, and that he wants to be with for the rest of his life, but chooses not to at that time. And I'm talking about mainly the holiday, because it's not the same. And what I was saying was, because he was telling me that he felt really alone, and I was saying that you got to talk to somebody. Even if you want to talk to me, I can't be the only person you talk to, because I'm, you know, I'm not a therapist or anything. And I really do appreciate that people feel that it's a safe space to talk to me, and that they trust that, you know, I'll keep, you know, I'll be able to help them with, you know, anything that they want help with. But I'm also saying that it's not good when you're in, when you feel like you're in a space where you're alone, when really you're not alone. What I mean by that is that he actually, this person is around him 24/7. So if you have somebody around you 24/7 and you still feel alone, and then on top of that, it's like This the other thing is he's in a relationship. So it's like if you're in a relationship and you're telling somebody you feel alone and they're always there, like the person is always there for you except for like when they have to work or when they have to do things that are priorities. Not that the relationship isn't, or the marriage is, or whatever the situation is. The point that I'm trying to make is if you're telling them that you're still alone, then it's an issue. That's not good. And so I'm not saying that it's bad to be in a relationship or a marriage, but if you don't have yourself together, like mentally, emotionally, and physically before getting with somebody, you can't take care of somebody like how you really want to. You won't be able to be there for somebody like you really want to. And then the relationship or the marriage won't be as healthy or as satisfying to their needs or your needs. And that's just one thing that I've learned, you know, and that's why I'm learning how to be more satisfied with my singleness, because it's not that I don't want to be in a relationship, but what I'm saying is there's some things that I realize God is probably like, you know what, she's not ready for it yet, because this thing, you know, she hasn't worked on yet. And this thing, she, you know, I feel the need that she has to be here first, but she doesn't see it because like she's too busy trying to worry about this, or she's trying to worry about that, and she's not where I need to have her yet before I bring her this person. And so that's really one of the things that I wanted to talk to you guys about when it comes to the holidays, when it comes to grieving and being alone and stuff like that. Because I know sometimes we do have our moments where we want to be alone. Because let me tell you something, with this anxiety situation that I deal with, a lot of times I do want to be alone, but it's hard for people to see that. Because I'm going to tell you right now, like I said, I used to act, and I acted since I was 5 years old, and I recently retired a couple years ago because that was actually my major. I was in school majoring in acting. And I gave it up because of anxiety, because I was like, you know what, if I have to get on stage and I feel like my anxiety is going from 1 to 100 every time I get in front of somebody, then I don't want to do it, because I feel like maybe that's something that God doesn't want for me anymore. And if that's the case, I'm willing to step down. So that's all I wanted to talk to you guys about this afternoon. I hope you guys learned something from me, because that's really what this podcast is for. It's a safe space. I want you guys to learn something, you know, positivity all day, every day. I love you guys so much. Again, this is Real Talk with K.W. Podcast, daily episodes, weekly, monthly, yearly, whatever you want to call it. Again, if you are not rocking with K.W. Podcast, then what are you doing, sis? I will leave my, one more thing. So the other surprise that I forgot to tell you guys was on Christmas, my parents surprised us with tickets to see the new Spider-Man. For those of you who want to know what was it like if you did not see it, Spider-Man was really good, and I do suggest that you do see the new Spider-Man. It was awesome. Nothing was phony about it. The only hint that I will give you is, the only detail that I will give you is that it will be another one. So after this one, so yes, it will be another one. That's what you can expect. But other than that, I want you guys to watch it and, you know, comment and sorry guys, I was tongue-tied, but comment in the reviews telling me, you know, what you thought about this episode, as well as what you thought about the movie after you watch it. And for those of you who already saw it, tell me what y'all think, because I really want to know if y'all really thought what I thought about the movie, because I really thought the movie was a banger. Like, I thought all of the Spider-Mans was a banger, so, but this one, it was something about this one that really, I don't even want to say it. And the ones that already saw it, I think y'all probably know what I'm talking about. Y'all probably feel the same way I feel. But yeah, I don't want to spoil it for the ones that didn't see it. But anyways, I'm going to leave my social medias for you guys. So starting off with my Facebook. My Facebook is Kayla Whitfield, KaylaWhitfield. And my Instagram, I have two, so I'm going to mention, don't forget guys, I have a podcast Instagram and I have a regular Instagram, and I'm going to give you both. So my podcast Instagram is KW Podcast, no K.W. Podcast, nothing like that, but no K.W. It's just KW Podcast. That's my Instagram, and then that's my podcast Instagram. And then my regular Instagram is Call Me K's 3_2. You know, I always get it mixed up, but I believe it's 3, and I believe it's 3_. So that's Call Me K's. 3_ CallMeKays 3_. Those are my two different Instagrams, and my Twitter is KFinessin_ KAYYFINESSIN 2_. And my Snapchat is KayLovable KAYLALOVABLE. Also, one more thing. I just want to mention that I'm realizing that my friends on Snapchat has been going up lately. Like, people have been sending me love. I love you guys so, so much for adding me on social media after I'm leaving them. Like, I'm leaving my social media accounts every time I record. And I have faith that you guys are actually adding me. And I will get back to you guys. You know, I be busy other than when I'm not doing my podcast. So, sometimes I don't have enough time to add all of you guys back. But I will get to you guys, because that just lets me know that you guys are listening, that you guys care, and that you want to be a fan. And I really do appreciate it. But this is the end of this episode. And I will catch you guys in the next one. Peace.